It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
Well, you could say in one sense that North Hall dominated in the first half. They did offensively. Defensively, they had some problems there in that second quarter of play, allowing three touchdowns to the visitors from Mount Zion at Jonesboro. Trojans lead here at halftime, 38-20. And you see Coach Pender lead the field the way he did, guys, you wonder what's going to happen now in the second half of the Trojans.
Well, the Mount Zion will have the ball to start with coming out. And I think they got to put a spy on Kai Mitchell to really watch him and see what he can do, because he kind of created a lot for them. Havoc, if you will, for the North Hall defense was it, with his feet being able to scramble around back there, and then he threw some really good passes, and those receivers got behind Harper in there. The North Hall defense was able to make some good catches.
Yeah, you take out those first three possessions where they have the interception and a couple of punts, they came to play, and they certainly showed that they can go over the top. They can run with anybody out there, and a couple of really nice grabs to not only extend drives, but to get themselves in the end zone. They've had some kicking issues, but who doesn't in the high school level?
Yeah.
But
you know, the one thing you did not see for North Hall defensively was a blitz trying to get this guy some pressure. Didn't see it at all.
Well, the offensive line has done better than I expected for Mount Zion, stacking our guys up on from the defensive line. And so you might see something different. I'm sure they'll look at the video and see what they can do differently in the second half, especially coming out Mount Zion on offense to start with.
Let's go back to the studios at 97.5 Glory FM. Let's hear some halftime scores with Nathan Laddie. Nathan?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mike. Looking at some scores at the half here, we have Flowery Branch, or rather Ware County on top of Flowery Branch, 19-10 at the half. We have, well, it changed on me here. Let's see. We have Jackson County 43-0 over the Glen Terriers. Of course, at the half, really a surprising score, at least in my opinion. Peach County over Cherokee Bluff, 53-6, that game being played at Peach County. You have Calhoun over Lumpkin County, 35-0 at the half. Buford, 32-0 over Richmond Hill, that game being played at Philip Beard Stadium. Statesboro leading Habersham Central 21-15 at the half. In the second quarter, at least that's the latest score I have, Jefferson leading Daugherty 28-7. That game being played in Jefferson, that is in the second quarter. At City Park Stadium, Bobby Groom Field, Gainesville leading Dunwoody 41-3 in that game. And, Mike, those are most of our scores from around the area.
Yeah, if you can, I want you to look at one statewide for me. If you can find the score of the LaGrange game, and that would be the bracket that North Hall is in. The Trojans can hold on in the second half here. They're back at home next Friday night here on 97.5 Glory FM. They'd play probably LaGrange in the second round of the state playoffs, in the Sweet 16 round of the playoffs. Harper, I bet your analysis of this first half.
Well, it's pretty simple, Mike. It was a tale of two quarters. North Hall had a great first quarter, 21-0 lead, and you're thinking, boy, this is going to be a blowout. We're going to have a quick evening, aren't we? We're going to have a running clock and everything that's associated with it, but not so fast, ladies and gentlemen. Mount Zion, they came to play. Defensively, they got a stop. Good for them. They only got a field goal that they gave up there on one of those possessions, but they can score, and they're doing so. They're going deep with some passes, and my goodness, Mike, 19 penalties, is that what we had, guys? Goodness, I mean, the referees, obviously they want to be included in the action as well. But if you let these guys play in the second half, it should be quite a tumultuous one end of the field. What do we have, probably close to 400 or 500 yards between the two teams?
Yeah, I've got stats if you want to go over those.
We'll do it in a minute, Joe. Okay. How about this? We'll take a timeout. Be back with more. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
Big round of the Class AAA State Playoffs. North Hall, the number 2 overall seed, taking on the number 31 seed Mount Zion Bulldogs out of Jonesboro. 38-20 North Hall on top. And Joe has those first half stats.
Yeah, I think, Harper, you got them too, right, I believe?
North I do.
Hall, North Hall's got total of 374 yards, 300 total because they got 74 penalty yards in the first half and 72 penalty yards against Mount Zion in the first half. You know, you needed, Alex needed passing yards, needed 177 to get over, what was it?
3,000
yards, and he's got 236 in the first half, so he's broken that easily.
And he's the number one quarterback in all classifications in the state of Georgia.
Yep, and he's really showing his stuff. He's doing very well out there. Harper, you got the rest on there, bud?
From the stats perspective, yeah, let's look at the visiting Mount Zion Bulldogs. One carry for 1 yard for Michael Walker, and that happened to be a touchdown. Two carries for 2 yards for Deshaun Yancey, but really the big difference is Kai Mitchell. 8 carries for 93 yards. Derek Simmelton, he had 3 carries for 10 yards. Jalen Moses had 1 for 11. So 16 carries for 119 yards for them. Receiving-wise, Jordan Fabian has 2 catches for 12 yards. Jalen Moses has 1 for 44. And then Jaden Smith had 1 for 60 yards, and that was one of those big touchdowns that they were ended up getting. They got what the total for them in the first half, 244 yards. They had 9 penalties for 72 yards. Mm-hmm. And North Hall was credited with 7 for 74, as you just mentioned, Joe. But the 374 yards of total offense, pretty stout number right there. Rushing, Alex Schliemann had 14 yards. Parker Carlton had 5 carries for 37 yards, and Wyatt Tumlin had 3 carries for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns for him. Schliemann had one of those, and Alex was 19 for 23, 247 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Leading receiver was Cole Cable. He had 4 for 68 yards. Smith McGarvey had 4 as well for 31. He had a touchdown there. That was part of it. Jacob Adams had 1 for 4 yards. Jack McCluskey had 3 for 39 yards and a touchdown. Dawson Gray had 2 for 29 yards, and one of those was a 23-yard touchdown, 236 total yards there in receiving. So that's a quick look at the stats.
Cole Cable needed 32 yards receiving to become the first player in school history with 2,000 and 37 yards to break his own single-season record of 967. He's got both of those. He's got 68. If he gets one more yard, he becomes the first 1,000-yard receiver in school history. So several records being broken here tonight, Michael. A good first half offensively for the Trojans, but they got to cut out the penalties and stop Kai Mitchell.
Yep, that'd be the plan for the second half. We've got much more for you as you're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report. We're back in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
Well, we mentioned in our pregame about the highlights of North Hall this season. And you heard some great highlights from all the different players who have scored this year for the Trojans and their high-scoring offense. They got the opening possession after it was Mount Zion winning the coin toss. They elected to defer and give North Hall the first possession of the ball game. That was a mistake because North Hall comes down and quickly scores with their first possession.
Alex takes it, looks downfield, throws it across, got a man, Smith, McGarvey Smith for the touchdown.
North Hall jumps out to a 7-0 first quarter lead, and then the defense was able to help the Trojans out on the first possession for Mount Zion. They throw an interception. North Hall gets it and ends up scoring their second touchdown of the quarter.
One wide out, handoff to Tumlin. Tumlin, touchdown!
14-0 at that point for the Trojans after a punt by Mount Zion. Trojans get the ball back once again and score their third touchdown of the first quarter.
Alex Sleeman, Cole Cable in motion, looking the pass. Alex throws it over the top, wide open, Dawson Gray the end zone. Wow!
So North Hall goes into the second quarter leading 21-0. It looked like, okay, this could be a rout in the first half of the play, but then it was a wild second quarter. North Hall ends up scoring 17 points in that quarter while it was Mount Zion fighting, scoring 20 points in their own. North Hall got the score to start things off in the second quarter.
Third and a short two, they give it off. First down by Tumlin, a big run. There he goes down the middle. I think he can outrun the other, giving up at the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown and no laundry on the field.
So with that, North Hall's up 28-0. But then here comes the first touchdown of the ball game for Mount Zion, making it then 28-6 after they missed the PAT. North Hall able to get a Walker Vining field goal, making it 31-6 at that point. Then it was the Bulldogs' time. They get another touchdown. They missed the two-point PAT, making it 31-12 in favor of the Trojans. And then here comes North Hall once again, scoring again in the second quarter.
Sleeman wide open, Jack McCluskey for the touchdown.
That made it 38-12 in favor of the Trojans. And then, with time running out in the first half, it was the Bulldogs scoring, and they hit a two-point PAT, making it 38-20. North Hall was trying to score one more time in the last minute of the play, but the officials said that time run out on the last play and did not give North Hall a chance to maybe try a field goal. Here they lead 38-20 at halftime, and you heard the amount of yardage that was eaten up by both teams in the first half of play. We'll see what kind of shootout we have in the second half, guys.
Yeah, it over 500 yards between the two teams at halftime. It looks like, you know, we thought it was going to be North Hall as they jumped out to a big lead early, and then all of a sudden Mount Zion wakes up. They hit some long passes, get behind the defense a couple of times, and the quarterback threw right on the money on a couple of passes at Harper, and they were able to come down and score a couple of times in there and cut it down to an 18-point lead.
Yeah, they took advantage of their speed on the outside with the wide receivers and were able to make a couple of big plays that gets you right back in the ball game. Unfortunately, they couldn't get any extra points, and that kind of hurt them a little bit. But 20 points in the first half, probably a little under what they were expecting. And defensively, they got to tighten up if I'm Mount Zion. You know, we got to get the ball back at least once. A lot of possessions. I think there were a total of 13 there in the first half. So each team touched the ball a lot. But if I'm Mount Zion, I'm going in there going, you got a chance, but you can't make any mistakes. This is playoff football, and North Hall has a comfortable lead of 18 points right now, but they better put the medal to the medal themselves.
Well, from my perspective, if Mount Zion comes out and scores and cuts to an 11-point game, the pressure swings back on North Hall a little bit, because then it's two scores. If they were to score, get a touchdown and a two-point conversion, then it's a 10-point game.
Yeah.
You know,
but
so. The
thing about North Hall has not been stopped yet.
Yep, they haven't stopped them. Exactly right. The only thing that stopped them was a clock right there on that last possession.
That was one possession that stopped them. They had five touchdowns and a field goal in the first half of play. And, again, North Hall has scored a lot of points this season. But then the big thing is, we know Harper defense wins championships, buddy.
Well, as Gary said when we opened up, they punted only eight times this whole season.
All season.
So there's a few games that they don't even punt on average. That's amazing. But their proficiency, I'm happy with a good first half of 38 points if I'm a fan. But obviously with the coaches and everything, we need to score probably two or three more touchdowns. At least, especially if Mount Zion is mounting drives to get back into this ball game.
So if North Hall wins, and we expect them to win, we're back here next Friday night as they'll play all of their games at home, which is an amazing thing. That's what helps by being the number two overall seed. And they would play the winner of the LaGrange North Clayton game. We're being told now they're going to play that tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And so North Hall gets a chance to scout the game, which things get really got to help them, Joe. At the same time, let's say it's LaGrange, which we think it's going to be, gives them one less day to practice.
Exactly. And we were talking, and I'd forgotten about that, but Jody was telling me earlier that, when he mentioned short week, I said, who's got a short week? And he said LaGrange, because they play tomorrow night. So there's one less day of prep work, if you will. They get to play tomorrow, and I think they share a stadium you mentioned with Callaway.
They do.
That's where they are down there, so that's why they're doing that. And, you know, that can make a little bit of a difference. This time of year, I don't know that it makes that much. I mean, we've seen teams, you know, play on a Friday and then come back on the following, Wednesday, Thursday and play, you know, and sometimes it affects, sometimes it doesn't. So you never know how it's going to affect them coming out. It gives North Hall an extra day of rest, if nothing else.
Again, in the county, you have right now in the third quarter, it was Fire Branch able to block a punt, end up getting a field goal. They trail Ware County 27-20 late third quarter down at Falcon Field. Gainesville fell behind early, but then here comes Gainesville, as they usually do, and it got a little mad, it seems like, for the Elephants. And they're going to be advancing to the second round of the state tournament. Boy, I understand they have to go down to Brunswick next week, Joe, if they win that game, which they are, of course, going to win it. Is okay. That's got to be tough heading down to South Georgia next week.
It's a long ride, that's for sure. And right now, I know we're 7 days out. They're calling for rain next Friday, first good chance of rain here in the week. Calhoun's on top of Lumpkin County in the third quarter, 35-6, according to what I'm looking at here.
Yep.
Pickens County losing to Monroe Area 14-7 in quarter number three. Raven County on top of Dodge in third quarter, 28-14. That one's been there a while. See if I've got any other that are close around here.
Again, Cherokee was going to fall to Peace, guys. An amazing score. That was 53-6 right before halftime.
Peach County gets to get that, you know, and I hate to say this, but it might be payback for that baseball doubleheader sweep that Cherokee Bluff put on them last year down at their place. And might be a little payback in there. Who knows?
Well, here at halftime, it is North Hall 38 and Mount Zion of Jonesboro 20. We're back with more after this timeout. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the Northall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon? Receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report. On 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
Make sure you join me tomorrow morning at 9:05 with the Saturday Morning Sports Show. I'll recap all of tonight's ball games. We'll talk a little college football, also talk high school and college basketball and the NFL. Joe and I are back here at North Hall on Tuesday night for our first basketball broadcast of the season. East Hall and North Hall. Enough said right there. All you got to say, those two teams, no matter what sport it is, should be a great time. Our broadcast will start with the pregame show at 5:45. Tip off the girls' game at 6, and the boys' game to follow only here on 97.5 Glory FM. Tomorrow we'll bring you college football from Atlanta as Georgia State plays their final home game of the regular season as they'll take on the Thundering Herd of Marshall in the Sun Belt Conference. Harper will join Dave Cohen tomorrow, starting with the Panther pregame show at 1:30. Kickoff will be at 2 here on 97.5 Glory FM. He'll miss us the next 2 weeks, according to how long we play the state playoffs here locally, hopefully all the way to the state championship. But he'll be in Troy, Alabama next weekend. You drive that, though, won't you?
Yep, we're driving.
You probably could be here then. So hope he can join us next Friday night. Then the following week will be Old Dominion and Georgia State. And breaking news for you, we've made the arrangements today. We're going to broadcast the Black Friday game on 2 weeks from today. Georgia and Georgia Tech from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Broadcast starts at 3 p.m. from the Gridiron Sports Network. And kickoff will be at 3:30.
Walker Vining, it's a long kickoff, and it's brought back out to about the 15-yard line. The return man had to drop back there all the way to about the 5-yard line there, Tom Harper, and finally brought it on out to the 15, I think, is where they're spotting it on the far hash
mark. I'll tell you what, Mount Zion is not afraid to run a kickback.
Nope.
Now, they need better blocking, but I'm telling you right now, if you get the ball, if it's in your hands, you're going to return it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have Kai Mitchell, the quarterback, brings them all back out there. You've got number 13, Ethan Groves, a receiver on the near side. Looks like you got number 4, Raymond Terry over there. Going to hand it off in the backfield. Kai Mitchell. And the helmet comes off big number 51 or 61. And the runner's still running. He finally gets hit around the 27-yard line. 4 or 5 guys. Jason Woodard runs it out there, number 12. First time he's been in the backfield in a while. Gets it out there. It's going to be about a yard short.
He didn't want to go down.
Down.
I mean, he probably had 14 or 15 guys make contact with him. Push him down.
As a former official, Joe, isn't he supposed to stop play as soon as the helmet popped up.
Not only if it's the runner right there, and it wasn't a runner. That was
okay.
The offensive man. He was a lineman. His helmet came off, and he stopped. He went over to the side and kind of got away from everything. Hand off to the same man again. Oh, he got broke open to the 35, out to the 40, running his parallel, and finally gets out to the 38. Jason Woodard again broke through the line there and got all the way out to the 39. Wade Haynes on the tackle.
Yeah, if Haynes doesn't catch him, that's not good news for Norton Hall.
That would have been tough. First down and 10 now. Ball's at the 39-yard line of Mount Zion, 11:08 here in the third quarter. They have the ball first here to start the second half. Number 8 catches it. Going to be out there. He gets away from a guy. That's Jalen Moses. He's still running. He gets across the 50. Oh, and they got still running on the far side. Moses, he finally got run out of bounds on the far side over there. Holy moly. He just ran parallel there for a few yards and got away from everybody, went to the far side of the field. Got 34 yards and a big pickup, and now the umpire in the white hat's talking.
Here's the flag.
There's a flag at the 48-yard line of North Hall.
Well, in the middle of the field, though, he was just making people miss him, guys.
Yeah, he is. It's going to come back.
Well, that gave the 53 people in the Mount Zion stands reason to cheer for a little bit, but it's coming back.
Yep, it's going to all come back. Probably a holding violation, holding call from the official. Personal foul. And it's going to be a personal foul on Mount Zion. They won't tell us what it is. It's a personal foul. It'll bring them back, and it will be
38.
Moved it down to the 38. It'll be first down and 11 for the Bulldogs of Mount Zion with 10:50 left here in the third quarter. Good little crowd for North Hall, as usual. As Gary said, about 25-30 people from Mount Zion. The band was here, but they went to the concession stand.
Can you blame them?
Went to get them some hot chocolate or coffee, I'd imagine.
Something.
North Hall moving around a little bit on defense. One setback next to the quarterback. Three wideouts for the Bulldogs. Hand off to the running back. That's Simonton. Trying to get around the guy, and they come in there and try to tackle him high. They slowed him down just enough, did Wade Haynes, and then Jason Woodard was the running back. He gets out to the 39, so give him 2 yards. It'll be second down and 9.
Joey slapped him on the back of the helmet and went down.
Second down, 9 yards to go for the Mount Zion Bulldogs. They're over getting their play. Mikel Walker, excuse me, Gary.
The mystery solved. Number 34 is a fellow by the name of Ja'Cory Witherspoon.
Ja'Cory Witherspoon, all right. Four wideouts for Mount Zion. Ball's on the near hash mark. Walker, the quarterback. Oh, they had a guy wait on him that time, and he made the tackle for not much of a gain. Number 60, Jacob Wright.
Yep.
Came up and made the tackle. He stayed at home on him that time, only gave him 2 yards, Gary. Across to the 41.
Little blitz from the outside by Dalton Holsey forces him to go up into the pocket, and Jacob Wright does a great job of hanging on there. Lower part of his leg doesn't let go, and it's not a sack, but a completion of about a 1 or 2 yard gain
about
on that run.
2 yard gains, third down and 7.
Here's a blitz again.
Kai looking to pass. He's got his man right there. Did they hold on to him? He got away, but is it enough for the first down? I don't think it is. That's Jalen Moses again. He's going to be short of the first down at the 44, so it's going to be fourth down and about four. Yep, fourth and 4, well, it looks like.
Credit Parker Carlton was spinning him out of bounds right there.
Yep. He was trying to.
He's trying to get away, but Carlton.
Moses was trying to get away from him.
Had enough of him to where he just tossed him out of bounds.
9:20 left here in the quarter.
Well, this North is Hall playoff football right here.
Lead.
You're going for it.
Kai Mitchell back.
A hard count. Try to get him to jump first.
Four wideouts and single man. 10, 9, 8, 7,
changing
6 takes the snap. Looks though short. Right over the middle. Got hit. He's going to be really close. He's going to be at the 48 and going to be a first down, I do believe.
Well, Buddy Clark knocked him back, but he didn't knock him back far enough, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, he caught the ball right at the 48. I don't even think they're going to measure.
Ethan Groves, there's the first down. Ethan Groves came up behind the umpire, signaling first down for the Bulldogs, and they get it. First down on fourth and about 3, fourth and 4. They go up and get the first down. He got what he had to have right there, did Jalen Moses. Got the first down.
You know, you got to give the Bulldogs some credit here. They were down. They were on the mat. They were down for a standing eight count, but they've come back up.
First down and 10.
That should be a penalty. They had 13 guys on the field.
Put the man in motion. Kai looking. Throws it right over the middle. Incomplete. Throws it over the top. Intended receiver Jordan Fabian. And throws it right over his head. Incomplete at the 20-yard line. Wade Haynes in coverage for the Trojans. 8:46 now. Second down and 10.
And there should have been an official sell that, Harper, you know it.
Well, I thought for sure that Kai Mitchell was going to keep it because everybody was kind of in the middle there, and he ran to the left-hand side, wide open spaces, but he just decided to square his shoulders, set his feet, and go over the middle. It ends up falling incomplete, but I thought he had probably another first down in his legs.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Ball's on the 48-and-a-half-yard line of Mount Zion. Wide out. Mitchell's going to run this time. He gets a pair in the middle. Dalton Hulsey's going to knock him down. He stayed at home, did Hulsey, the linebacker. He gets about 3, maybe 4 yards across midfield to the 47, so give him 4 yards. Third down and 6.
Gary, I do love a good tackle right there. Dalton Hulsey's, 5'6". He's probably 5'4 1/4 right now. That compressed right down on his neck. He hit him right with the crown of his helmet into his stomach. Perfect picturesque tackle, but he's going to be a little bit shorter.
The football equivalent of feeling it on the short hop because he ran right into him.
Four wideouts. Mitchell in moving. Rolling out to the near side. Throws it away from everybody. Oh, he got knocked out of bounds. Wow. One guy came up and tipped it. As soon as he tipped it, that made Wade Haynes jump up and knock it out of bounds.
Well, I think Jordan Fabian had to reach really high to go get it. He was in the air, and it tips off his hands. And I think that was Wade Haynes that just does a good job and kind of volleyball swats it to make sure that nobody's going to get it. Fourth down again.
Yeah, then there was a big crowd right around me. I'm getting out of the way of about 4 or 5
Why
really
are you
big
down
guys.
There anyway?
But Gary, you're a lot faster than I thought you were, Gary.
Yeah, well,
you got pinged in the chest a couple weeks ago. You need to be careful there, young man.
You got to be. Yeah, you know what? That thing took about a week to heal.
38-20 your score. 8 minutes. They've used almost 4 minutes of clock here in this quarter. And we've got
timeout called from outside.
All right, we'll pause 30 seconds or more. You're tuned to the state playoffs on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Updating scores around the area down at Flying Branch. I got a wild one going there. It's now 30-27 Ware County on top of Flying Branch.
Go Falcons pulling out down there, boys. Yeah. That'd tickle me.
Yeah, we thought that one was going to be pretty good, didn't we?
Yep. 8:02 now, fourth down. About 5 yards to go. Kai Mitchell brings his guys up. Fourth down, 5. 4 wideouts. One guy in a slot position. One of the running backs moves up there. Snap to Mitchell. Mitchell rolls out to the far side. Buddy Clark goes after him. Another guy. He throws it under pressure. Is it going to be? Yeah, it's going to be incomplete, non-catchable ball. I was afraid.
Well, they did. He did. Both of them just slipped down. They just fell over each
other.
Both
of them fell. Jalen Moses, intended receiver, and he slipped on that little slick part of the turf, and the defensive guy did the same thing.
Noah Kemp ended up just landing on top of him. I'd be calling for a penalty. Hey, knock my guy out. No, he didn't. My guy didn't get knocked down by your guy. My guy went down.
Yeah. So good thing for
turnover
the
on downs for North Hall. They really needed that defensively.
Yeah, and Mount Zion wanted that penalty really badly. They were out there, you know, doing that, throw the flag motion, but the official looked right at him and went, no.
All right, first down and 10 for the Trojans as they take over on downs. Ball's at the 46-yard line, their own. And we got a whistle before I heard a whistle anyway. Justin Allen in the backfield.
They call a delay game?
Must have been, because that's the back judge calling it right there. So if it was delay a game, that was an awful quick one.
You see the play clock.
Yeah, they're going to say delay a game, but, man, alive, that was quick. Wow.
Well, they don't want to go more than a play without a penalty here in this game, the officials.
Oh, okay. It's going against them.
Aaron Clanton.
They go the wrong way? No, they put it against Mount Zion. Harper,
so Mount Zion may have
illegal substitution. That's what that was, illegal substitution. Yeah.
They caught up with you on that one, Harper.
Yep. They heard you say 13 a while ago, and that's what happened right there. Yep. Now it's first and five, ball across midfield at the 48. Going to give it to Allen. Allen got bounced off one guy and tried in two or three big guys in white jerseys, knock him back. But he gets down to the 46. It'll be, why is that guy moving? Holy mackerel.
Which guy?
The chain guys over there are moving when they don't need to be moving. And these are.
Don't worry about you.
Yeah. All right, the ball will be at the 46-yard line there in Mount Zion territory. 3-yard pickup there on that.
Second down and one.
Second short, yep.
Ball's at the 46, 7-21, 38-20 your score. North Hall trying to come up and hurry up, and they're running a little weird offense. They got some
offsides.
Yep, they got a guy to get out to McGarvey, but a flag down. They're going to say offsides on North Hall.
They break the huddle with an unbalanced line. You've got a guard.
Yep.
And a center and a guard, and then your two tackles are out there by the bottom of the numbers, but they forgot where they were, and they were a yard on the other side of the ball.
They're too far up.
Illegal procedure penalty, so instead of second and short, now it's going to be second and medium.
Second and about six now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 6:46.
Another penalty.
When they move the down mark, it'll be second.
Ball goes back to the 49-yard line. In North Hall territory. This time they break the huddle and everybody goes where they're supposed to. Good job.
Four wide outs, one on the near side, ball's on the near hash mark. Schliemann back to pass, got a man, Carlton at the 50, at the 45, got the first down to the 40, tries to bounce out to about the 37, he does. Got out there and got away from a guy, got to the 38.
Carlton was just uncovered, guys. There was not a linebacker, a cornerback, anybody around him. That was another defensive breakdown there.
Well, nice little pickup when you really need one. 13 yards, gets to the far sideline, steps out of bounds.
6:24 in the quarter. North Hall with two wideouts this time. A couple of extra blockers. Hand off to Carlton. Carlton, big hole at the 40, the 30, down to about the 25, 23-yard line. Parker Carlton with a big pickup, gets about 15 that time.
Just be consistent now.
Yep.
Well, they're running up the gut. That's the thing that really, from an offensive lineman standpoint, is it's fun to be a part of that, and it's pretty demoralizing there for your defense when nobody on the outside is able to make a stop, and you try to do something inside, and you can't make a stop there either. Ball's now at the, 23-yard line?
Two backs, one wide out, hand off to Carlton. Carlton's going to try and take it up the middle. Nothing going on this time. He's going to get about 2 yards down to the 20, maybe three, be second down and seven. Schliemann had back on each side of him that time. He had Carlton on one side and Justin Allen on the other. Gave all handed off to Parker, and Parker got three. Second down, 7 yards to go, 5:46 and running here in the third quarter.
You know, with that quick scores, Joe, it's almost like there's going to be running out of time for Mount Zion.
Second down, 7 yards to go. Putting the man in motion. Everybody in tight on this one. Going to pitch out to Wyatt. Oh. Man out there tumbling, gets away from one guy, goes to return, reverses field. He's going to run right through. Oh, he got through one wave and got about 2 yards. Holy mackerel. He made something out of that, and one of the big linemen is down, number 55, Martin, with a...
And the former mystery man Witherspoon in on the stop.
Wow, for anyone listening that had no idea what just happened on that play, they tried to run a reverse, and... I think it was 55. Now, he's down right now. I think he has a cramp there in his left ankle, left calf. But then a complete reverse and going the other way. Wyatt Tumlin does everything he can to make something out of nothing, and he actually does. He picks up, 3 yards to get it to the 17-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
But it took him about 80 or 90 yards to run from one end of the field to the other to be able to make that happen.
Yeah, he came over to this side, and he got kind of bottled up, got turned around the other way and ran through three guys, Harper, and was able to get a couple more yards. It's going to be third down and about five, maybe five and a half. Yeah, fake 55. Big man's got a cramp.
He got a cramp.
Trainer, somebody came over and trying to get it out of him now, but that left leg on the big man. And now Cody, the North Hall trainer, helps him up, and he's walking off under his own power.
As cool a night as it is, yeah. and that's an unusual injury.
Daryl Martin limping off.
This is about hydration, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's one of those two-way guys that, you know, he plays left tackle, and he's a defensive lineman.
North Hall will come back out, third down, about five, maybe five and a half, 5:13 left in the quarter, North Hall.
Parker's in a pistol this time?
Mm-hmm. Got one, two, three, four wideouts for the Trojans. Now Parker's going to come up to the left side of his quarterback. Alex takes the snap. Looks back. Got a little time. Now he's going to scramble out to the far side. 15. Flag comes in from behind.
Lots of penalty flags.
And got two penalty flags, maybe three. And Alex got the first down, but it's going to come back for a holding, I do believe. And they're calling Eli Ham.
Eli's not very happy about that.
No, he puts his hands and he said, no, I wasn't holding. Oh, mercy. Holding on North Hall, it'll come back.
Also, Cade Hawthorne, I think they flagged each of them. Mm-hmm. That's gonna hurt for their final, you know, the midterms. Grade. Yeah, when you have to go to your football class and you have to explain that, especially when your quarterback gets a first down out of it.
Coach, can I see the film up there? I don't think that was a hold.
That wasn't me. That was somebody else, Coach.
Puts him back 10 yards. Going to be third down and 15 now. 5:01 left in the quarter. 20 seconds on the play clock. Schleeman goes back out. You got McGarvey and McCluskey on the near side. Cole Cable on the far side.
I'd like to see Dawson Gray find a way to get open here on this one.
Carlton in motion. Schleeman got to throw it in a hurry. He does. Throws it over the head of Dawson Gray, but he had two guys coming on him on a blitz that time. You had Turnip Seed and was that Poole? Both two guys coming at him full bore.
Yeah, he was off balance too, mm-hmm. Joey, throwing it across his body.
Yep.
That's trouble for Vining here.
Vining's coming out there, Michael. So let's see how far Walker will attempt this one from 34. So it'll be a 44-yard attempt by Walker Vining. Snapper is Gray.
He's got the leg.
The holder is McGarvey. The right footer kicks it up. It's low line drive. He got it just over the crossbar.
Just cleared the crossbar.
How about that? 41-20 is your score.
Still a three-score game. We're back in 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Football fielder planning for retirement. It's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schleeman, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon? Receiving an inheritance? Selling a business? Or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schleeman Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow, Long Street Cafe, you...
But the home and cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
Back here at the Brickyard, 449. Walker Vining just hit a 44-yard field goal. He kicks a line drive down to the far end. Picked up around the 15, brought back out. He's got clear sailing. Oh, my goodness, number 21. Simulton to the 40, to the 20, 35, to the 30. Oh, my goodness. He's caught a seam right there, Gary, and Harper and made it all the way down to the 30-yard line.
About a 60-plus yard return. He gets marked out of bounds there exactly the 30-yard line. Mm. And just like that, Mount Zion's Bulldogs are threatening and looking to give up a field goal. But if they get a touchdown out of this, obviously they close that gap. They're starting to realize the urgency here with 4:36 left to go in the third quarter.
Didn't want that to happen there, fellas, but he was able to find the seam and made it.
As I said, they are not afraid to return it, and that's why. Boy, my goodness, they had a few where they just barely get back out to the 20, 25, maybe the 30, and this time they get to the 30 on the other end of the field. Well worth the risk.
4:36, North Hall by three touchdowns, 41-20. putting two guys in motion this time.
You got three or four guys moving. You
can't have but two, can you?
Nope.
Well, they're going to stack five on the far side. Throw a screen on the far side, looking for blockers. One man. Oh, and number 44, Dalton Hussey, comes up and racks him. Deshaun Yancey, out of one of those receivers, came out there, and he got racked by Dalton Hussey. Boom! Right there at the 28, 27-yard line. Three-yard pickup, but a really hard hit.
Yeah, that rattled his teeth right there. He's going to maybe need dentures a little bit earlier in his life than he thought, especially after that. Now, I thought that his knee touched as soon as he made that catch, because the ball was a little bit low.
Yep.
But the officials did not. And, hey, we've had two plays without a penalty. How about that?
Knock on wood right there. Second down, seven. Mitchell back to throw. Got a man coming on him. Gets away from him. That was Guevara. Got away from another guy. Some guy lost his helmet again. Same guy again lost his helmet. He gets the first down. Number 50, Dawson Reed made the tackle. And number 51, Shanid Robinson, has to go out of the game again. I think that's the deal. He has to go out if he drops his helmet.
Yeah.
And he,
one play.
Yep. Well, one play. And
so the result is they get the ball to 20.
Yep. Ball's down at the 20.
Right where they needed to be for the first down. Not much more, not much less. It was a Goldilocks moment. And the chains keep moving.
41-23-35. Mitchell throws it on the far side. Got a man. And defensive slips out of one grasp. Another guy tries to hit him right there, and he slides by a guy. And now he's hurt down there with his leg.
Dawson Reed slapped him from behind. That's a little bit of a mismatch there. Reed, 235 pounds. I'm trying to see.
Well, you were right there. Did Dalton roll over on it, or was it just one of those?
He grabbed him from behind and pulled him down.
That's Jaquan Ridley down on the turf.
Yeah,
and he's holding that right leg.
He's 160 pounds, and Dawson's 235. That's a little bit of a mismatch.
He's up walking on it, though. As skinny as those legs are, if I get twisted a little bit, I know my little short, chubby legs would hurt.
Yours are a little thicker. Husky. You have huskier legs and more,
exactly
more ability for the tendon to kind of snap in half on you. Theirs are wiry and
Mike gave long, me the Mike big, gave a thumbs, thumbs up, like, up on that. Yeah, husky.
We're not hiding anything here. It's okay to be husky. You have your own size of clothes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I did.
Right. Yeah. Well, when you're roses. A little boy, you had to go to the husky section.
I did. The roses 5 and 9. I always had the husky breeches, and I got to wear them, that's for sure. 3:20 left here in the quarter. Second down, about 7 yards to go. Ball's at the 17. Mount Zion with the football. They have three wideouts on the far side, one on the near. Ball's on the near hash mark. Mitchell with one running back. That's Mikhail Walker. Walker, an all-region selection for Mount Zion. Looking to throw a little quick pass on the far side. Two defenders come in there and hit him. He tries to get away from that. That's Jalen Moses. And they're going to knock him loose. North Hall said they have the football. The side judge hadn't said anything yet. Let's see what they say. They're coming in. The officials have not signaled.
It only matters if one of the striped guys agrees.
Yep. The side judge didn't immediately say it, so they're talking about it. Let's see what they're going to come out of there with.
Nope.
It's going to be Mount Zion's ball. They're going to be short of the first down.
So the pass was high, and it was above Jalen Moses' head, and it kind of hung up there for a second or two before he was able to get both hands on it and bring it down into his breadbasket and carry it. And the ball did come out at one point after he hit the ground. Everybody with North Hall looking for that second turnover here of the ball game, but didn't get it.
Third down and three.
Yeah. Kind of big here.
Three wideouts near side, one far side, one back. The big man, Walker. Quarterback's going to take it. He got hit immediately at the 15.
Oh, they shot the gap, guys.
Wow. Dalton Hussey right there, I believe it was, Gary.
I think so. He lit him up.
Two big whop hits right there by Dalton Hussey on this possession by Mount Zion, and that one knocked them back as 4th and 5.
Well, they were running from the right to the left-hand side, and here it is on 4th down, and Hulsey overloaded on the right-hand side of North Gwinnett, was able to meet him in the backfield. Loss of about 2 yards.
1:34 and a quarter. North Hall trying to hold him on 4th. They already did it once tonight. They throw it over the middle. Oh, he caught it complete down at the 5. Jalen Moses got over there right on the sideline, tippy-toed, and got it in right there at the 6-yard line. It'll be 1st and goal.
Yep, and waiting for him to make that breaking route to the sideline. Goes up the field, runs about the maybe the five-yard line and breaks it back towards the six.
Mm-hmm.
Does a terrific job of making that nice catch there on fourth down. That's the third fourth down that they've had here on this drive alone.
Yeah, and they do spot it on the hash on the six.
Hash on the six, far side. One wide out near side, one on the far side. Big blocking back on the far side. They're going to run it on the near side. Give it to number two. He gets across the five down to the four. Number 12, Jason Woodard, the running back that time.
Picks up one.
Yep, maybe give him one to the five. Second down and goal at the five now. 109 in the quarter. North Hall 41, Mount Zion 20. North Hall trying to advance on to the second round, which they should.
Boy, Ramon Terry is wearing number four. He's in the backfield. He's tight end. He's another one of those fire plug guys. Mm-hmm. 5'10", about three.
And it all, oh, the ball got away, and that was a big play there for North Hall that got through the quarterback's hands, and he had to fall on it back at the 11. Wow.
Well, he was going to take it to the right-hand mm-hmm. side and probably had two receivers that were going to be in the same path as he was running in that direction, probably one at the goal line, one in the back of the end zone, but his feet kind of got tangled up there on that stripe, and unfortunately he slips and falls down, but good news for North Hall is that he loses 4 yards here. It's third and goal from the 11.
Third down, ball's at the 11, third and goal. 14 seconds in the quarter and counting. Mitchell back to pass. One man, they throw it in a hurry. Oh, the big man in the corner, Walker, slides down on this turf at the 11.
Just slid down.
Yeah, Mikhail Walker slides down over there. Kind of favoring that one, limping a little bit. As it comes down, it's going to be fourth down and goal at the 11 now.
Oh, yeah, you can tear every muscle in your leg, your groin, your hamstrings, your quads, inside of your knee, and we'll be back to talk about a little bit more of it here on this fourth down of the drive.
Fourth and final quarter coming up here for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Fourth and final quarter about to begin here, the first round of the Class AAA state playoffs.
The fourth down and goal at the 11. Mount Zion with the football, trying to cut the lead to a 14-point game. North Hall with defenders out there. They got 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts on the far side, does Mount Zion. One on the near side. Mitchell, the lone setback, the quarterback. Moving around a little bit, Mitchell takes it. Back, got one man coming on him. Chasing him out of the far side. He's going to throw it wide. Incomplete. Bounced off his shoulder pads, out of bounds. North Hall holds again on fourth down.
I thought for sure when he let go of that, okay, it's never going to happen. And then next thing I say, holy cow, he's got a guy in the end zone.
Yeah.
And good pursuit there from a defensive standpoint to kind of help to block. I just don't know, Joe, whether or not if he had caught that ball, whether he would have stayed in bounds. It was thrown there in between the pylons, and it's out on the sideline. Boy, a gallant effort there by Mount Zion to try to keep themselves in this game now with less than 12 minutes to play, but they give the ball back to the Trojans on downs.
North Hall with Schliemann. Schliemann takes it, hands off to the big running back. He gets 5, 10, 15, finally got the guy. Just went on his knee and got up under Justin Allen and tripped him up, and Justin gets 12, maybe 13 yards for a big first down out to the 24.
Well, I don't know if they were expecting to get that many yards there on first down in between the tackles, but they'll certainly take it, will North Hall.
Justin did a nice job, and that defender just went down on one knee and got him low. And off to Justin again. Justin, same play again. Up to the 30, the 35, finally knocked down at the 36-yard line. Another first down for the Trojans.
Well, you go from being backed up there at the 11-yard line. Yep. Two plays later, you're very comfortably across the 35-yard mm-hmm. line at the 37. So nice job. Fresh legs there by Justin Allen.
You get 11 or 12 yards of the pop. That's pretty cool, isn't
it? Yes, you will.
First down at the 37-yard line. North Hall with four wideouts. One back, just still. That's White tumbling now. White's going to come to the near side. White across the 40, the 45. They're just slipping and sliding right off of him. Down to the 40. White
ball's
driving
out.
Down
ball's
to the
out.
49.
Ball's out.
Oh, the ball came out. Oh, White's time fell on it. Mount Zion has the ball.
Kamari Atkins ends up stripping the ball. He comes up with it.
Oh, man. White's going down. The ball got stripped out. Mount Zion's come away with a turnover at their own 47-yard line.
I have to admit that White tried to stay up as long as he could in that extra. Boy, there, you were right, though. Guys were slipping. I go, is he got silicone spray all over his jersey? You guys were just reaching and not getting anything.
Getting some extra yardage there, and evidently as he was going down, as it popped out of there. Yep, it ripped it out.
You get one guy to punch it out, and it looks like Mount Zion, after, what, three plays now, their offense is back out on the field.
Yep.
They'll be on their own 48-yard line when they take over. I think the clock should be starting to move here.
11:02 in the quarter.
They've had two possessions in the second half, two times they've failed on fourth down.
Well, mistakes and penalties can derail even a really good team.
Mm-hmm. And break them out. They got three wideouts far side, one on the near side. Jordan Fabian
go
on the near side.
I think maybe on this first down, you run a play action, have somebody go deep.
Quarterback back. Oh, Robbie Lee comes in and knocks him down for the sack. Came from the blind side. Nobody protect him. He didn't see him, and Robbie Lee knocks him down at the 40-yard line.
He got him pretty high. Yep. You kind of go watch that, though.
Been waiting all game though for that one, guys.
Hit him up around the shoulders and knocked him off balance just enough to knock him to the ground. Lost eight.
Hey, Gary, I'm going to go old school with you. Remember Fred Hacksaw Wilkinson that played for the Kansas City Chiefs? He just gave one of those forearms that he knocked somebody out if he tried to go over the middle of the field. That's pretty much what it looked like there. Excellent job there defensively by Aaron Hopp.
Yeah, I thought
over Robbie Lee. Sorry.
He came close to grabbing him from the back of the helmet.
Jack Lambert could do that too.
Hacksaw Reynolds.
Second down, 18 yards to go. One set back, four wide. That's going to hand off to the running back. He got stopped in the backfield. Keep tackling him, boys, and he did. Finally, Donatelli comes in there. He makes the tackle. Michael holds on for the last bit.
Buddy Clark hit him first and then just kind of slid off.
Buddy Clark, Walker Davis came in, and then Donatelli finishes him off, and he lost a couple of more. Jason Woodard was the ball carrier back at the 38. So it's fourth or third and a long ways.
Yeah, they need 20.
Yep, about 20 right there, as Harper said. Three wideouts, one back right there. Mitchell back to pass. They're coming on him in a hurry. Robbie Lee chasing the far side. He's going to be run out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness,
slide.
He got hit hard.
Well,
he should get a flag on that one.
He slid in the defender. I don't think it shouldn't be a flag, in my opinion, because
well,
he was
out of
sliding.
Bounds.
Yeah, but he was sliding, and the defender was trying to stop, too. Now, that's my thing. Of course, you got about 3 yards on that sideline over there, which is really, really tight anyway.
Well, nobody's calling anything, so I think you're right, Joe. It's just incidental.
Yeah, and the coaches aren't going ballistic at him. I think they kind of understand what happened right there. And it's going to be fourth down and about 13 for Mount Zion. They want to go in a hurry, but the North Hall player, is he up or what's going on over there on the far side? He's got to be back out on the field because everybody's out there ready to play.
Out,
okay.
Ready to go.
Good. One quarterback, Mitchell back, four wideouts. Mitchell back to pass. They throw it long over the top looking for a man. Incomplete. He got in his eyeballs enough to where he knocked it away. Was that McGarvey? Was that who was that wild man?
Wade Haynes.
Wade Haynes.
A North Hall takes over here at the top of the hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WDTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
At Mount Seawood there at North Hall on top 41-20 here in the fourth quarter in the opening round of the state playoffs.
Jalen Moses intended receiver right there, Gary, and that was a really nice job by Haynes. He just got his arms up enough in front of him and was right on him, so it didn't cause any contact.
Yeah. And well, Moses trying to get to the promised land, but it came within a gnat's eyelash of hauling that one in. But good job by Haynes.
North Hall has it first and 10 from the 45-yard line of Mount Zion. Done a reverse, coming to the inside. Smith McGarvey to the 45, to the 40, 35. Tried to high-step it around the guy, and he got jumped up in there. And number 5, Adkins, was able to knock him down.
Yeah, Adkins. You know, they got some size in Mount Zion. Adkins listed at 6'1", 205, so they've got some athletes.
Give him 9. He's down to the 36-yard line. Second down and 1. 8:52 and running here in the fourth quarter. Sleeman back. He's got Carlton behind him, or beside him on his right side. 4 wideouts. Ball on the near hash mark. Running a little clock down to 10. Give it off to Carlton across the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Parker Carlton.
Boy, he pulled away at the end, didn't
he? Yes, he did. They got offensive lineman down for North Hall. They're helping him up, though. That's good to see right there. He's getting on up. He might have said, I'm going to take a break. We got a touchdown. Parker Carlton, he just had, and he had guys kind of reaching for him, but he was able to pull away from him there, Harper, and he sprinted just around the last 10 yards.
Smith McGarvey's not going to be able to make that PAT hold.
Nope.
So it looks Noah is going to be the backup holder.
Yeah, Smith.
You pull
favoring
a hamstring?
Favoring the leg right there. Not sure what's going on right there with Smith. I think it is a hamstring way he's holding his left leg there. Snap, the hole, the kick is up on top of the field house. It is good. 48-20 with 8:25.
And we're back to the kickoff in 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Back here at the Brickyard, Fabian calling it to 5. He's out to the 20, the 25, trying to get through, and he got to about to the 27 before being knocked down there and tackled. Looks like number 33, Reed Baumgartner, in on the tackle on special teams. 48-20, a 28-point lead for the North Hall Trojans with 8:17 remaining in the game.
And North Hall may be the only Hall County school district team to win as season came to closer. Cherokee Bluff falling to Peach County 53-28 this evening.
First down and 10. Ball is spotted at the 26, according to where the chains are.
What do we hear from Flowery Branch, by the way?
They're losing here in the late fourth quarter.
Okay.
It's 44-27, Ware County.
Down by 17.
Down to the final minute.
Well, it was close for a good long while.
Yes, it was. Ball will be spotted at the 26, excuse me. First and 10 for Mount Zion. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 wideouts far side, 1 on the near side. Empty set as Mitchell is the only guy in the backfield, the quarterback. Mitchell, a quick pass right there in the middle, gets it out to 21, tackle from behind. Ooh, he got hit low and high, and a flag comes in right there beside him, and he's down. Derek Simulton got walloped, but he's up. That's a good sign that he's up. Let's see what the umpire called on that one.
Dawson Reed hit him pretty hard, and somebody else came in. Was it? Was it 60? Right?
Now I think it was Buddy or Jacob had him low right there as they hit him. Umpire or the referee is coming over, is talking to the man up here, so they can write it down. I think they keep a chart of them. And let's see, it's going to be a personal foul. They're saying targeting. No! They're saying targeting on North Hall. I don't see an ejection.
I must have missed that.
I think because he went up high and hit him, they called it, and I don't agree with that at all. I mean, that's...
Don't you have to lead with the crown of the helmet and all
well,
that stuff?
Well, and because he got twisted around by...
But he wasn't defenseless any longer either. I mean, he's making football moves.
Mm-hmm. He got hit low, and that twisted him around. The other guy came in to tackle him, and boom, that's what the hit was.
And that's the first target cover I've seen in high school football.
Oh, man. 8:08. First down for Mount Zion. They're coming after the quarterback. He's scrambling and scrambling, throws it late. Knocked away at the last second. Jalen Moses. No! They threw a flag so late. Holy moly, number 17, Walker Davis, came in and stripped it out of the receiver's hands. And then they threw a flag late in there. Holy cow, what was that about?
About to find out.
Got four stripes talking, and that can't ever be a good sign when they talk to each other.
My question, the previous play, what's going to be the penalty for the player who committed the targeting?
You didn't see the thumb go up for an ejection, so they must have left him in the game. I don't know. Personal foul.
I thought that was an automatic ejection.
I thought it was, too. First down. Now the Boo Birds come out, which don't really blame the North Hall fans on that one. The coach is giving them earful, too, because that one didn't make sense to me there. Well, that moves it down inside the 40.
In a night where there have been a lot of records broken here for North Hall, you also have a record amount of penalty yards here, just 30 just in the last two plays alone.
How many times have I said all season long? Way too many penalties.
Yep.
All right, they go with four receivers on the left-hand side again.
Now four balls in the middle of the field on this one. One man in motion, make it 3-2. Mitchell takes it. Mitchell looking to throw. Throwing it deep down the far side.
Incomplete.
Referee on the far side waits, blows the whistle, waves it off. No flag on this play.
That was
second 10.
Deshaun Yancey, the wide receiver, he's the one who went in motion, just runs a go route. Well-thrown ball. I'll tell you what, Kai Mitchell, he's been really close.
He's got a strong arm, that's for sure.
He has not missed by much.
And he's really fast.
Yeah. Ware County pulls one out down at the ranch, 44-27. Good first year for Michael Perry and the troops. First year for Coach Perry, anyway.
They finished 7-4 overall.
Yep. Second down, 10 yards to go. Five wideouts, three on one side, two on the far. Mitchell takes it. Back to pass. One man coming on him, chases him out of the zone. He's going to throw it over this side. Almost picked off. Good job right there. I think that was Lindley.
Cole Lindley.
Comes up, tips it away at the last second.
That was a really, really fine read by Cole Lindley right there. Came all the way across, tipped that ball away.
Came up, read it just right there, Gary. You're exactly right.
I was at a ringside seat for that one. If I'd have just dropped my clipboard, I think I'd have got the tip.
Well, but your clipboard might have gotten away. It might have took some abuse on that. You never know.
True.
Third down and 10 now.
Probably would have had a flag on me for illegal use of the clipboard.
7:44 and a quarter in regulation. North Hall by four scores.
Different receivers, but they go with the same formation. Looks like Deshaun Yancey might go in motion again. Nope.
Five wide outs, throwing in a hurry, coming over here to number one. He's going to go inside. He's missed one guy. They missed another tackle down to the 20. Go to the far side. There comes a flag coming all the way back. He's going to go down and score. But we got a flag back at the 32-yard line.
Bring it back.
That's probably a hold or a block in the back or something.
Walker Davis, Jordan Fabian is the guy that caught it and went down and scored, but it got a flag back at the 32-yard line. So I believe it will come back.
They're walking back with it anyway.
Walker Davis got up late but was able to walk it off. He's back in there. must have got tripped up there to line of scrimmage as he was coming in for the tackle.
Well, it's a great move there by Fabian to take the ball back to the inside and middle of the field. Unfortunately, there was a
block in the back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Block in the back.
So it'll be a 5-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage.
Third down and about 13. Ball will be spotted at the 41-yard line of North Hall.
You know, Mount Zion, they've got some athletes and they've got some move. They're just not consistent. They can't string plays together.
Yep. 1-2 wideouts far side, 3 on the near side. Mitchell moving his receivers around, telling where the guys were to go on the far on the, this side. Ball's in the middle of the field at the 41. Mitchell takes it. Bubbles the ball, picks it up. Now he's going to throw it long. A high floater over the top. Oh,
touchdown.
Wow, number 8 caught it down there. That is Jalen Moses for the touchdown.
Boy, Jalen was able to break free, runs a post route. There's nobody in the middle, and he probably had 5 yards before anybody else was close to him. Mm-hmm. Biggest question there was just don't let it hit you in the face mask and drop it. He did not. And I think they're going to go for 2 again.
Quarterback staying in the game.
41-yard touchdown pass. Big, big yards there. These guys, I'm telling you, you put the back up against the wall and they just go deep, and someone's going to come down with a catch.
Yep. When you got an arm like that, you can almost just run under stuff. You know what? That's for sure.
Well, when you got guys that can run, too, and get themselves open. Goodness gracious.
That's exactly what he did. He ran under it.
All right. They are going to go for 2 again.
Walker, that big man in the backfield, going to go for 2. Snapped. Mitchell running around, going to throw it right in the middle.
It's picked off.
Picked off number 14 for North Hall. Wade Haynes knocks it down, picks it off. 48-26 is your score.
I don't know why they went for 2 unless they just don't have a kicker to kick a PAT. But North Hall is going to win it. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Back here at the Brickyard, 7:23.
They're going to do an onside kick.
There's
a penalty
kicker there.
They brought a guy out late. They had 5 and 4 on each side with the kicker. And the side judge ends up throwing a flag for late participation. But the referee must have told him, no, that's not a flag.
Because they hadn't done anything yet.
He had to eat it.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
They've
thrown so many penalty flags that now they just forget it, guys.
Becomes automatic. It's just throw a flag.
The Bond will kick it off. Another one of those trying to onside kick. It bounces over to the back guy. The second guy for North Hall came up and caught it and fell down immediately right there. That was number 5, yes. Connor Harwood.
Hey, Harwood, everybody know about last Saturday with Georgia State. Those 2 straight onside kicks that were recovered.
Unbelievable. Yeah, at the college game when you have to have even numbers on each side, you know, you go for it, and not knowing the rules or the spin of the ball can be detrimental. But North Hall here on this one did a great job of, if I'm not going to get it, I'm going to let somebody behind me get it, and I'm going to go block somebody. So that's what they did from a safety perspective. And now they get the ball first down and 10 at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, and now you got to burn some clock if you're North
Hall. 7:23, 4 wideouts, 1 back. Hand off to Justin across the 50.
Oh, he was hit hard.
He was wrapped up at the bottom, and he was running just straight up. The guy hit him right there. Jordan Fabian hit him. Boom. And drove him backwards. Luckily, he got up, and he's okay. But he runs so straight up, Harper, that it always worries me about that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of moms that are asking. I think Mrs. Ham down there wearing a jersey. Hey, you call a targeting on that one, why don't you, sir? All right, moms, we're going to be okay. But in a good pickup, right? Six, 7 yards?
Six yards, second down and four now for the Trojans. One back, four wideouts, ball on the far hash mark. Trojans going from the bob to the old press box. Sleeman pass, Cole Cable caught it at the 35 down to the 31.
Well, the good news is that Cable seems to be back.
Yeah. Nice little slant right there. I guess you'd call that, wouldn't you, Harper? He caught it around the 35.
Little skinny post, and he ends up catching it in between the linebacker and the safety.
And you said earlier is that he's playing with a brace out there. Doesn't show it at all, does he?
No, he's playing pretty smooth. First down now, ball's at the 31-yard line of Mount Zion, 6:23, 15-yard pickup for North Hall. Three wideouts, one guy in a slot in the back. Allen in the back. Put man in motion. Going to hand off to that man. He's coming around the near side, Jacob Adams. Jacob didn't get anything. He might have got a yard to the 30, but there wasn't any blocking over here on the near side. Jacob trying to get around the end and only got a yard. No, he didn't get anything by the mark.
No.
The side judge said, nope, back to the 31, young man.
Jacob will come out. Parker Carlton will go back in, and he'll stay in with Justin Allen. I like that combination. You give it to either one of them, someone's going to get hurt on the other end.
Mm-hmm. Cable, wide receiver on the near side.
And Justin
on the far side.
He's not a tight end, right? You still have
Dawson
Gray in, but he's lined up real close to the line.
Mm-hmm. Going to hand off to Parker. Parker, the 30, the 25, the 20. Inside the 20, the 15. Got knocked down, got the first down.
Had to have three guys bring him down.
16-yard, and he just kept toting it. He wrapped it up the last three or four.
Wants another touchdown.
Yeah.
Well, for a big guy, for a powerful guy, we've talked about him pretty much all year, I think he likes to run into people. Now he's running through, or he's running around some of those folks and picking up some additional yardage. Obviously, the first down's important, but more importantly, there's the clock. Now it's ticking. There's 5:15 left to go, 5:14 here in the fourth.
Two wideouts, far side, one on the near. Cole Lindley in at the receiver on the near side, putting Justin up in a, Allen up in a blocking back. Parker crawling in the back on the left-hand side of the quarterback. They blitz a guy in there and try to get Parker. Parker's still going to get a yard out of it, up to about the 19. Darryl Martin came in there in a hurry, but he was able to fall forward, was Parker, and get about a yard out of it down to the 19. It'll be second down and nine.
14-yard line.
Thank
you.
Yep. 14-yard line.
Boy, I just noticed you got a whole bunch of North Hall Trojans out there with leg braces on.
Yep, a lot of them.
A bunch.
Through the year, and a lot of them see these college guys go ahead and do it. I think it's almost mandatory on college teams that linemen have them.
No, it's almost like the guys are wearing shorts now. The pants sometimes don't even go to the knees. It's unbelievable. But here we go.
One man in motion. That's McCloskey.
Second and nine.
Looking to pass. Sleeman rolls out to the far side. Throws it underneath to Dawson. Dawson down to the one. He almost got there. He hadn't got tripped up right there.
I thought he was going to go airborne, but he forgot to jump. He wanted the contact there at about the 3 yard line, and he kind of falls forward. He gets stopped at the 1 yard line. Nice pickup. Good find, too. Mm-hmm. Alex does a nice job of setting his feet and looking back against where he was wanting to go. To his left and goes over the middle of the field in Dawson with a nice first down pickup there of, 13 yards, and it's first and goal at the one.
3:46, 48, 26, your score. Two backs, Tumbling on one side, Allen on the other, three wideouts. Going to hand off to Tumbling. Touchdown, Trojans.
Yeah, the only time they did not score tonight was the last drive of the first half with the time ran out.
Now flags are coming up. Coming out of everywhere, one referee is going to take a white jersey, number 34, which Gary found his name late, and they're pushing him away.
There might have been some...
There was some extracurricular talking or pushing down there in the end zone.
I think they were exchanging text information and Instagram notes. You think, Gary?
That would maybe a link to a TikTok video. I think that might have been it. It got a little heated.
Now, for a moment... 54-26 is your score with 3:34 left in the game. White Tumbling's going to bring the ball over here and hand it to the ball boy.
Let's see if the touchdown counts first.
Good point,
the
Harper.
The offense is still there. There's no kicking team out.
Well, yeah.
And Noah's out
there.
Wouldn't
that be a dead ball foul?
If it stands, that's Tumbling's
touchdown's
second
good.
Touchdown. Second mm-hmm. short touchdown.
Dead ball, personal foul on North Hall. Personal foul on Mount Zion. Those will offset. And then they'll start. Then they'll run the play clock from there or whatever. Don't do that anymore. I guess what that's
checking. Stop it, you guys. Just stop it.
Yep.
No more shenanigans. Just play football. All right. Now, we still have an issue where Smith McGarvey is not the holder.
Yep.
Don't know what his injury status is. Yes, he is.
And you got Noah Kemp holding for Walker Vining. Dawson Gray, the snapper. The kick is up on top of the field. That's another flag comes in there.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll see in a second. I think the kick is good, but we got a flag coming in from the referee. And we'll have to see who that's on.
The flag came in, but it was a low snap. He did a good job of fielding that thing, Kemp did.
The referee, that's good. 55-26, North Hall comes off the field. We'll talk about the penalty in a moment.
In 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Back here at the Brickyard, the extra point was good, makes it 55-26. And they're confusing me because they're walking against North Hall, and I thought he said it was against Mount Zion. So, no. Mr. Whitehat, you're going to have to talk to us. He signaled that the face mask was against Mount Zion.
No.
They marked it off against North Hall.
The offensive lineman from
what he
North
signaled,
Hall pulled a defensive player's face mask down and to the ground is what he went and told Sean Pender.
Well, the Whitehat gave the wrong direction. He pulled against the Whitehat.
Well, his arms are tired from so many penalties that he's been calling here
tonight. All right, North Hall will kick off from the 25. The penalty was on them.
All right, well, Walker's got to put his foot in this one.
Let's do onside kick. Get it back. Punches that one down. It's going to come down at the 20. Oh, it's bounced off of him. It comes up to about the 31, or 29, excuse me. And he's knocked down at the 32-yard line. And throw a flag over there, Mr. Ref. Yep, thank you. On the far side. Got another one coming out there. Now it's getting sloppy because now all the frustration from either team, but especially Mount Zion's coming out.
Meanwhile, guys, go to the scoreboard. History is made. In Houston, as Jackson County wins their first ever playoff game, defeating Glenn Academy 53-7. Wow. Haversham Central Falls to Statesboro 36-28. Mm. Get this one. Of course, Jefferson wins, Gary, number one seed in the state, 55-13. They win their ball game today over Doherty. And the big score down in Brunswick, Gainesville's ex-opponent, Brunswick wins over Wyandabara 78-30.
These basketball scores.
Who'd they play?
Brunswick, Wyandabara.
Wyandabara.
Brunswick will play host to Gainesville next week.
78 points. Wow. That's like a bunch of touchdowns right there, isn't it, Harper?
That's a lot.
Yeah. But the penalty will be on Mount Zion. Personal foul after the put, and they got it up there, and then Mount Zion pushed the North Hall guy down for some unknown reason. Frustration.
So we've had three penalties in the last two plays.
Yep. And 3:27.
And we're not done.
Now, ball's back at the 17-yard line, first and 10 for Mount Zion. Kai Mitchell brings them out. He's got a running back telling him where people are offensively and defensively. Four wideouts, two on either side. Mitchell back to pass. Guy pressuring him back there is Parker Carlton. He throws
no
one up here.
Anywhere close.
That was coming up here to you. That one landed in the bleachers. Holy mackerel. Yeah.
Gary.
Another penalty right there. Another. The grounding. Coaches are wanting it.
Now they got to confirm with one another. The good news is that they've got the ability to talk to one another.
Yeah.
But he was in the end zone. That's the reason that I would be a little upset about that myself.
Yeah.
When you're in the end zone, you throw it, and there is no way that anybody would be able to make a catch there.
Now, so
yeah, they wanted
would that be either a grounding or a safety?
It would be.
Yeah. All right, either way, a second down and 10. Ball's on the 17.
Boy, the North Hall Trojans, they got six guys down ready to rush, and they bring them all.
They're bringing them. Mitchell comes in there. He steps up in the middle. Well, the ball comes out. Robbie Lee, I think, made the tackle, knocked the ball out. North Hall recovers at the 22.
Trying to see who came up with it.
Parker Carlton, I believe, got it.
Carlton or Noah Kemp? They're coming out of there. Robbie Lee knocked it loose.
Gary, as Don Meredith once said, turn out the lights. The party's over, Mount Zion.
Yep.
North Hall with another turnover recovery right there. 3:10, they get the ball back and want to try and score again right here.
Well, or at least burn some clock.
Yeah.
I think everybody's about ready to go home for this one. The Mount Zion people, the 53 people they had in the stands, most of them are.
It's down to about 15 now?
The band left at halftime.
Yep.
They played, that's it.
Tumbling. Trying to follow a blocker across the 20 down to the 15. He flipped over a guy, landed on his side.
His own man.
Mm-hmm. Right there at the 16-yard line.
Flipped over one of the big linemen,
Their cheerleaders are doing cheers, and there's no one in the stands near them.
Other winners tonight, Flying Branch follows to Ware County in the Class Quad A State Playoffs. Gainesville, big win over their opponent there in the first round of state playoffs. They were playing Dunwoody. Lumpkin County falls to Calhoun.
Second down and four. We're going to run that play clock way on down there. They'll snap it with four. Give it off to big Justin Allen. Bounces off one guy. Tries to go outside. Gets 2, 3, 4 yards across the 10. Gets the first down to the 9. Big Justin just wraps it up there, guys, and just keeps running kind of straight up, bowling over people.
Good luck if you take it from him.
Yeah, really.
Good luck to you. He's a full-grown man out there holding on that football.
I think it's going to be first and goal.
First and goal. Ball's inside the 10 at the 9. 2:21.
And Joe, I'll check with Jody Kenny. If they score here, North Hall's going to set a record in the state playoffs for most points ever scored.
Clock should be running, and it is.
All kinds of school records tonight.
Yes,
baby.
Sir. Passing records, receiving records. Now scoring records possibly as Justin Allen jumps over a guy, and then it takes 4 or 5 guys to pull him back and stop him. Blow the whistle, guy. Thank you.
He'll get it at the 7. He'll pick up 2.
2 down to the 7. Second down and goal at the 7. .151 and running here in regulation. North Hall will wind up winning this one, advance on to round 2. We'll have to await the winner of tomorrow night's game with LaGrange. I'm sure that a coach or two will either be watching it on huddle or go down. Now we've got a timeout called by Mount Zion.
Let's keep it right here.
Do they? I'm not sure. He's telling everybody to get back out there now. Now they call the timeout on Mount Zion.
Again, we'll be here next Friday night. North Hall playing host to either LaGrange or to North Clayton. They'll play that game tomorrow night. As Joe mentioned, and I'm sure North Hall coaches will be looking closely at that one as LaGrange will have one less day to prepare if they do win the ball game.
Well, you know, this time of year, some upsets occur every now and then in the first round. But the way they've got the playoffs structured now, those that was become a little less likely.
Mm-hmm.
But by the second round, you know, people are pretty good.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to buckle your chin strap a little tighter if you win that first game. Get ready to go for number two.
You got the 15 seed and the 18 seed playing tomorrow night with that LaGrange game. And so that a little bit closer statistically, I guess, if you look at it that way.
And by the way, guys, one thing, too. Next Friday night, it'll be Lanier Christian playing for their second straight GAPPS championship. They'll take on Creekside Christian for the title.
They beat Creekside Christian a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, Mike. So,
uh-huh.
You know, that might be a really good ball game to watch if folks want to watch a pretty good competition in the gaps play. It's 11-on-11 regular football. 1:35 remaining in this one now. North Hall with a comfortable lead, 55-26. They have it second and goal down at the 7-yard line of Mount Zion. They'll let the play clock dwindle on down as soon as the referee starts it. And they're not going to start it, but they're going to run. Yeah, and that starts. He's going to snap it probably as the clock is going to start, too, is what the referee's saying. There it is. And snap it back. Sleeman throws it. Far side. Complete. Touchdown. Oh, Dawson Gray caught it right inside.
Another one.
And got another flag down in the back of the end zone.
Got a flag in about the 11-yard line, too.
Okay. Didn't see that one. I was looking at the back there, and the back judge had one. With two players kind of looking like they were jawing at each other. And
it'll
the officials,
holding.
Yeah, the officials telling Big Henry Weaver what he did wrong right there. So they're going to call holding on North Hall. It'll come back, it looks like. And we've got another one in the back.
It's offsetting, though.
Yeah, holding in the end zone. Look at that. Referee is literally like a coach.
Explaining to him, he said, you're pulling him down. Basically, looks what he's showing to me, he's grabbing him up high and pulling him down.
He's pulling his jersey down.
So holding on North Hall is what's going to be. Holding on North Hall. Yep. And then we got a
personal
foul on North Hall.
Oh, my goodness.
And a personal foul on them on Mount Zion. So those will offset. They'll penalize the holding.
Yeah, and then so that means no touchdown.
No touchdown. It'll come back.
That's the most important thing out of all of that, I think.
What I don't get is if there's two penalties, you know, if there's three or five, they offset. So they should move the ball.
I know. The one, yeah.
But
ball's back.
Does that count as three penalties on that one play?
Yes.
Yes,
but
it
only,
does.
Yeah.
But only the two offset.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So on the stat sheet, I'm going to count. I mean, I can't count nickel. I mean, fingers, toes. I'm going to borrow Mike's fingers and toes. We've had so many penalties here tonight.
You can't borrow my minor husky.
Yeah, yours are too fat. Fat fingers, right?
That's right.
I can't type on my phone.
Husky.
Second down and goal from the 17-yard line.
They're going for it now, too, Joe.
Sleeman looks to pass, throws it. He's got a man wide open for the touchdown. That is Jack McCloskey for the touchdown. I don't see penalty flags on that one, so I think North Hall will get the scores. Makes it 61-26. Now, they get the one extra, it'd be 62-26. Now, Mike, anything over 60 gives them the record, or how's that?
I think in the state playoffs of North Hall, it is, Joe.
Okay.
Now, do we get a running clock here with 1 minute and 18 seconds on?
No running clock.
No running clock.
That's McCloskey's second touchdown.
High snap, but good job by Noah to pull it down, bring it around, and the extra point is good. By Walker Vining makes it 62-26.
And one more timeout during regulation play. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Walker Vining with the kickoff back to the 8-yard line. They bring it out of from the 8, and they'll be tackled right there at the 20-yard line. That's Malachi Robinson.
Oh, another return. Go figure.
And then a helmet came off, and he's not happy about it because they're saying he got pulled off probably the way you ducked under there and got tackled, big man.
Flag
another
on
flag
the
at the 18-yard line. Let's see what that one's going to be about. With 1:10 remaining here in this very long contest.
To quote the immortal Walt Snelling, flag on the field.
Face mask on the Trojans.
Another one.
I think we should try tackling from the waist down next week. What do you think, Harper?
That'd be a good idea.
Now they'll mark off 15 yards from the 20. That'll bring it out to the 34, 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from Mount Zion with 1:10 remaining in the regulation. And it will be at the 34. Ball's on the near hash mark. Mount Zion with three wideouts. No, four wideouts. There's two on the other side. Four wideouts, one back in the backfield. Kyle Mitchell, the quarterback, claps the hands, comes back to pass. Looking, they almost grabbed him right there. They missed him. Kai's going to run it out of bounds at the 36-yard line of North Hall. 37, they'll say.
That took 8 seconds.
And 102 now. And it is second down. And he gets all of 3 yards on that long run.
Out and we have an injured player.
Mm. One of their linemen?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. One of the big Mount Zion guys.
Mm. They've had two or three go down tonight. Well, mostly cramps, I think.
Two of the remaining 10 fans on their side have left.
Uh-huh. And they get on that.
A couple of them have started picking up trash, it looks like, on the other side. They're really helping out the North Hall crew. They got a big old hefty bag.
I think that's North Hall folks picking up trash.
Is it? They're just getting started. Yeah, you're right. I think it is.
Parents picking up the bleachers and stuff before.
I'd literally say, hey.
And they're going up to the Mount Zion fans saying, you got any trash there?
You got any trash?
Yeah. Oh, we'll take it from you.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
North Hall has scored 8 touchdowns and 2 field goals by Walker Vining.
One of 44 yards, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
88 points total.
62 and 26 makes 88. Good job, Gary. Second down and 7.
Hey, I had Jack Keane from that. Jefferson High School.
Ball's at the 38-yard line. New quarterback in there throws a bullet on the far side, but it's low. That new quarterback, number 9, Arthur Holt, the 4th. He threw it, but it landed. It's about the receiver was about a step too far out there,
yeah.
Harper.
Kind of skipped a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, will he stay in and
so the palindrome,
finish up the ball game?
So the palindrome turns into a palindrome.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yep, number 9, going to stay in, Arthur Holt.
Yep, Arthur Holt will stay in the game at quarterback.
Hey, Joe, I just heard that Lear Christian's going to play tomorrow, not next week, just tomorrow.
Really? Okay. Hand off to the running back. He's wrapped up by number 43 in there. That's going to be Daniel Guevara, and he gets it's about 3, maybe 4 yards up to the 42-yard line.
I was thinking the Lightning was going to play tonight, but
tomorrow
night.
What I saw was next week.
Okay.
And Mike said he just heard they play tomorrow night. So.
Well, okay. Well, good luck to them.
Guevara comes.
Well,
off
now, they just corrected themselves next week. Next week.
All right. So whoever Mike's listened to corrected himself. Fourth down, about 2 yards to go, almost 3.
This may be the last play of the game.
Yep, 17 seconds left. Mount Zion, Holt, the 4th, back is the quarterback. Now they're going to call a timeout.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. He did that on purpose, I guarantee you.
Oh, absolutely, Joe.
Let's make them wait a little longer, boys. So he calls a timeout. Well, so with 10 seconds left in the contest, North Hall will win and advance on to next week. We'll play here next Friday night here at the Brickyard again. I know I'll be here.
Yep.
I know Gary will be here.
Yeah, I think this is going to go North Hall. I don't think there's a 36-point play in the in the hopper there.
Nope. Haven't seen one lately. Ball will be at the 41.5-yard line of Mount Zion. They come back in with a play. You got...
they're going to punt.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. I didn't see that coming. I figured they'd take a knee or something. Of course, I guess it stopped up there, but the punter is...
Oh, a high snap.
The Bonds got away from him. He's still going to kick it. And it's a pop-up. It's still a positive punt, surprisingly.
Well, just let the clock run out.
Let the clock run out. It will, and that'll be your ball game as it ends right there on the punt. 62-26 is your final.
A strange ending to this game, folks. And you hear the fireworks going off in the background.
Strange ending to a strange game.
Yes.
And North Hall advances to the second round of the state playoffs, their 11th straight win, as they win 62-26. The only time they did not score was the last drive of the first half when time ran out on them. And we'll hear from Coach Sean Pender in just a moment. He'll be talking to Gary Glenn.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get something with the coach right quick. Well, Coach... A lot of offense and a lot of penalties tonight.
Yep. No, but sometimes it happens that way. Yeah. But no, it was a lot of offense. They fought hard. They made a lot of plays with some of their speed, and their quarterback, you know, made some breaks. But I'm very proud of the way we played and responded.
Yeah. And your defense, opportune times, they stood up. At the end of the third quarter, a lot of the fourth down conversions they didn't get. And that had to be the difference in the game, too.
Yeah, that definitely helped. You know, defense did step up. It's just, you know, we had a couple little breakdowns here and there, but besides that, I think we played pretty well.
An emotional game at times. You got some emotional at times tonight.
Well, I did, especially when the end of the half when we had plenty of time and they let it run out. So I was a little frustrated because the whistle blew and I looked back and I saw time, and that's where I was.
And you got some.
Got a little frustrating.
Yeah, you got some people back. Cole looked pretty good.
He did. He looked pretty good today. He had a good night. Overall, it was a pretty good night. Hopefully, we'll get some more back next week.
And Walker, he can hit a 44-yard field goal.
Yeah, that was great. I think it might be his career long.
Other than the win, what's the best thing about tonight? What'd you see?
Well, that, you know, what we just talked about, where when the defense was having, you know, trouble, and then we were able to come back in the second half and shut them back down, and the way our defense responded there, I'm pleased to see that.
Well, I got a chance to scout your opponent. They play tomorrow night, but
yeah.
This is the time of year when the best thing you can hear is we got practice on Monday.
That's right, and I'm about to go say that.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck. Appreciate it.
Good job, Gary. That is one of the best things a coach can say here in November, is that practice on Monday as you get ready for the second round of the state playoffs coming up next Friday night. We'll bring you more details. We'll wrap things up here for North Hall. Final score once again, Trojans 62, Mount Zion 26. Back with more in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're represented to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Long Street Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Long Street Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Oops.
Long Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
And back here at North Hall, final score once again, the first round of the state playoffs. North Hall, the number 2 seed, wins over the number 31 seed, Mount Zion, 62-26. Other scores around the area, it was Gainesville defeating the Dunwoody Wildcats 48-3 in Class Quinte play. Flyer Branch eliminated from the Class Quad A state playoffs as they fall to Ware County. Gators win 44-27. Lumpkin County season comes to a close as they fall on the road at Calhoun. Yellow Jackets win that one 35-13. Also, the Gainesville's next opponent will be Brunswick, as the Brunswick team was a team that Coach Pender used to coach. They won over Wanda Barra 78-30. History made down in Houston as Jackson County wins their first ever state playoff game as they were victorious over their opponent, won that one by around 50 points. That was the last time I saw the final score in that ball game. I have for a bit later on, but Jackson County does win their first ever state playoff game. It was Habersham Central falling at home to Statesboro 36-28. Season over for the Raiders. It was Raven County defeating Dodge County, and now Raven County, number 15 seed, gets to play host because the number 2 team in state, Lamar County, was upset 7-0 by the number 31 seed in Class A Division One play.
Wow.
So the Wildcats will play at home in Tiger coming up next week. Beaufort, they were winners with a shutout win in the first round of the Class 7A state playoffs. They defeat Richmond Hill. Also around the area, Jefferson, the number 1 seed overall, they were victorious in their ball game against Doherty, 55-13, the final in that ball game. And, of course, I'll bring you all the details tomorrow morning at 9:05 on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. We'll try to talk with Coach Pender from North Hall and also from Coach Josh Niblett of Gainesville, the two teams locally advancing on to the Sweet 16 round of the state playoffs next week. And so you look at go after the first two games of regular season last year. Mm-hmm. North Hall wins 8 straight. They go to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. So they basically won 10 straight last year before falling in the state playoffs. This year they've racked up 11 straight wins. So you look at that, it's 21 out of 22 games in the past years the Trojans have won.
Well, and they've got a seasoned, a veteran team, if you will. They've got 24, 25 seniors on the team this year, but they've been able to play the young guys. They've got a lot of experience with these games that they've been able to win lopsided here. They win tonight, you know, wind up winning pretty easily. We thought it was going to be over pretty early when it was 28-0, but then Mount Zion came back and started putting the pedal to the metal there for a little while, and you know, North Hall was able to come out and hold them, what, 3 times on fourth down in the second half?
Yep.
And was able to pull this one out tonight and win 62-26, but a big night offensively. If you discount the 159 yards in penalties, North Hall had over 400 yards in offense tonight, 598 total, but 159 in penalties, 306 through the air, 292 in on the ground tonight. Setting records was Alex Sleeman. He was 23 of 28, 306, and needed 177 to get to, what, 3,000 on the season. Cole Cable needed less than, you know, like 70 yards. He got 83 tonight to break 2 or 3 records of his own, which was really big for him.
Most for a season, also in a career.
Yep, correct. And the first 2,000 receiver in North Hall history, I believe, yep, it was too. Mm-hmm. But you had Parker Carlton ran for 108 yards, 113 by Wyatt Tumlin, 5 touchdowns on the ground, 4 in the air, and a record probably, more than likely, field goal by Walker Vining of that 44-yarder. He was perfect on the evening, 2 field goals and 8 for 8. On extra points tonight.
And so the Trojans now advance on to the second round. Number 2 seed advances. They'll play again at home next week. If they win that one, they're back at home the following week. And so it's a great thing. You get a chance to play here at home. You see the advantage of playing here at the Brickyard.
Oh, yeah. There always is. Parker, I mean, Harper, you've been up here with us all year, and I think there's a big advantage being in the friendly confines of your home field and your everything's comfortable. And they get an extra day of rest, if you will, from the team they play tomorrow night. But they also get to play at home, so the routine doesn't have to change any.
You know, the good thing about playing this home is when you do so, when you play well, you got all these folks cheering for you. You get the, you know, quote unquote, you get to sleep in your own bed, so
yep.
to speak.
Yep.
You don't get all that extra travel time, and mm-hmm. you know, it's a long trip down to Jonesboro. But yep. Those guys, they played hard, and congratulations to them. A lot of injuries on both sides of the ball throughout the course of the season. That's really prevented, you know, the best play that you're ever going to see. But you just keep plugging away. You know, mm-hmm. look at all the injuries that North has had, and how from adversity they're really doing a great job of just sticking to it. Mm-hmm. So their discipline and their basics and their fundamentals are really keying in right now when it matters most. So
the deeper they go,
congratulations to them.
Yeah, the deeper they go, though, the fewer penalties they're going to have. Now, yeah, if you score 60 points every game, the penalties probably won't matter. But I think you're really going to have to start cutting back on your penalties a little bit more. Now, some of them tonight probably were like, you know.
But look at two, Joe.
How many did Mount Zion have? Did you tell me?
Yeah, it was four. It was North Hall had 14, and Mount Zion had 13. So 27 for, you know, over 300 yards.
What were you going to say, Mike?
I was going to say, you know, with all due respect to Mount Zion, they lose their last four games of the season. They finish the year at 4-7. Next week, what we expect to happen here, North Hall is going to have a much more difficult opponent if LaGrange wins tomorrow night over North Clayton, which they are expected to do down at Callaway Stadium. So we'll see that one, because we know the caliber team the Grangers have.
Yep. That'll be a tough game next week. LaGrange is always pretty good, so that'll be a whole different ball game next week.
All right, we'll be here to bring you the play-by-play. Friday Night Football, North Georgia here from Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall. Round number two, the Sweet 16, coming up next Friday night. I'll go ahead and say it for you, buddy. As late Jackie Gleason once said, how sweet it is, the second round of the state playoffs. And Joe and I will be with you back here at North Hall on Tuesday night for high school basketball. Get this, Joe, tipping off our 28th season of high school basketball here on 97.5 Glory FM.
And this will be like the 60th year that North Hall East Hall has played, and you've seen all but two of them, right?
Close from that standpoint. This is the longest standing rivalry in North Georgia, especially mm-hmm. in basketball. You talk about the East Hall Gainesville series.
Yep.
They've been playing this one since 1957-58.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And to give you an idea, Dub Jones was the coach at East Hall back in the day, okay? Yep. Lots of stories we can tell all day long about that. Was East Hall, North Hall, girls play at 6, boys to follow. Brad Cochran and the Lady Vikings will take on Anna Claire Atha and the North Hall Lady Trojans, followed by the boys' game. Two of the best friends you ever want to see. But when you get on the court, it's going to be something different. Joe Dix and Jarvis Davenport.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Our broadcast starts Tuesday night at 5:45. And make sure you join us tomorrow morning, 9:05, Saturday Morning Sports Show. We've got a lot to talk about again tomorrow morning. Harper will join us to talk about college and pro football. A lot going on, I think, with the Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk about that. Georgia State goes up against Marshall tomorrow at 1:30 with the Panther pregame show. It will be the network station for the network. We'll kick things off at 2 o'clock with Marshall. Looking for a W, as Dave Cohen always says. And we'll have that one for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Hey, tell everybody that we just made the arrangements today, the day after Thanksgiving, 2 weeks from today. We may have a doubleheader that day. Hopefully we'll have a high school football quarterfinal action that night. But at 3 o'clock Friday, November 28th, Georgia and Georgia Tech in Hall County, only on your radio station for North Georgia Sports, 97.5 Glory FM. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning. I have the live video stream on YouTube tomorrow morning. And we got much more for you as we bring in the most local sports coverage to any of the radio stations in North Georgia. Thanks to our entire team here at 97.5 Glory FM. For our producer, Nathan Landy. For Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper Bell, I'm Mike Warford. You've been tuned to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical,
Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management, and by Longstreet Cafe. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.